Hello and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, the Tucson shooting and the insanity defense. And now, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. There's been a lot of discussion in the media about the insanity defense since January 8, 2011, when a young man named Jared Lee Loeffner allegedly shot and killed 6 people and wounded 14 others, including a U.S. congressman, outside a Safeway store in Tucson, Arizona. Because of Loeffner's reported mental instability, speculation is growing that he will try to mount an insanity defense. Today, I'll explain why Loeffner may well invoke the insanity defense, but also why it will be very difficult for him to win at trial. As I discussed in an earlier episode, criminal law generally requires prosecutors to prove not only the physical act of a crime, but also a mental element, technically known as mens rea, meaning that the defendant committed the crime intentionally. When it comes to murder, the mental element, known by the somewhat archaic phrase malice aforethought, consists of an intent to kill, or at least an intent to do something that was substantially certain to result in death. In some states, there may be other mental conditions that qualify as murder, such as extreme indifference to human life. The insanity defense is essentially an attempt to prove that the defendant was incapable of forming the intention required for criminal guilt. If a defendant can establish this defense, the verdict is not guilty by reason of insanity. This does not mean that the defendant can go free. The usual consequence of such a verdict is incarceration in a government mental hospital. Loeffner has been charged in federal court with the murder and attempted murder of the federal employees involved in the Tucson shooting. Arizona state officials are also expected to file charges soon with respect to the non-federal employees. Based on the criminal complaint filed in federal court and various press reports, the case against Loeffner appears overwhelming. Various analysts have stated that the insanity defense may be Loeffner's best hope to avoid the death penalty or prison. Federal courts and most state courts follow the so-called McNaughton rule for determining insanity. Under this rule, devised by the British courts in 1843, a defendant may not be responsible for a crime if, because of a disease of the mind, he did not know the nature of his act or did not know that it was wrong. In other words, a person may have all sorts of nutty ideas, but unless he can show that his mental condition prevented him from understanding right and wrong, he won't be judged criminally insane. Proving insanity in federal court is harder than it used to be. In 1984, following the successful use of the insanity defense by John Hinckley, a man who had tried to assassinate President Reagan, Congress passed legislation imposing a higher standard of proof on defendants, requiring clear and convincing evidence of insanity. Congress also specified that the federal insanity defense requires proof that the defendant did not understand the wrongness of his action at the time of the offense, as distinct from some general inability to distinguish right from wrong. To establish an insanity defense, Loeffner will have to undergo a number of evaluations by psychiatrists and psychologists. The evaluators will also be allowed to examine so-called collateral information. That could include interviews with friends and former classmates. It may also include analysis of the online musings that Loeffner reportedly posted to various websites and to YouTube. As a result of TV shows and a few high-profile cases, like that Hinckley case I mentioned, there is a perception that lots of defendants get off on the insanity defense. But in fact, the odds are against Loeffner or any other defendant who pleads insanity. Consider the case of Unabomber Ted Kaczynski, who was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic and who had sent letter bombs to a variety of people he perceived to be enemies. And yet, Kaczynski was still declared competent to stand trial and was convicted on 10 criminal counts. Experts say that fewer than 1% of all felons claim insanity, and of those, only about 25% ultimately succeed in proving insanity. And remember, even if a defendant wins on the insanity defense, generally the reward is a long, long stay in a mental institution. Thank you for listening to Legal Lads Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. Before I go, I wanted to mention that two of my Quick and Dirty Tips colleagues have just released new books. Ring in the new year with a resolution to achieve financial independence with Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich and the Winning Investor's Quick and Dirty Tips for Making Money in Any Market. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.